said, "Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways." And they said, "Nay, but we will abide in the street all night." And if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from the man, when he giveth of his seed unto Molech, and kill him not, I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. But if he shall any ways make them void after that he hath heard them, then he shall bear her iniquity. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to fear him. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul? For if he shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, if thou shalt keep all these commandments to do them, which I command thee this day, to love the Lord thy God, and to walk ever in his ways, then shalt thou add 3 cities more for thee beside these 3. Thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee 1 way, and flee before thee 7 ways. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out 1 way against them, and flee 7 ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes and perverted judgment. Unto him, "Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. "For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days." Spread forth his hands toward this house. "Then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers, that he may incline our hearts unto him to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. Because that they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in mine eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father.
And it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I commanded thee, and wilt walk in my ways, and do that is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with thee, and build thee a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel unto thee.
And he walked in all the ways of Asa his father. He turned not aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for the people offered and burnt incense yet in the high places.
Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, Turn ye from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. Heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive and render unto every man according unto all his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear thee, to walk in thy ways, so long as they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. And the rest of the acts of Abijah, and his ways, and his sayings, are written in the story of the prophet Iddo. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the first ways of his father David, and sought not unto Balaam. And his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he took away the high places and groves out of Judah. And there came a writing to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of David thy father, Because thou hast not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat thy father, or in the ways of Asa king of Judah, he also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly. So Jotham became mighty, because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all his wars and his ways, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and made also molten images for Balaam. Now the rest of his acts and of all his ways, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Know ye not what I and my fathers have done unto all the people of other lands? Were the gods of the nations of those lands any ways able to deliver their lands out of mine hand? And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. Is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of thy ways? Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. Therefore they say unto God, Depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. What? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous? Or is it gain to him that thou makest thy ways perfect? Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. They are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. Though it be given him to be in safety, whereon he resteth, yet his eyes are upon their ways. Lo, these are parts of his ways. But how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand? Upon my right hand rise the youth, they push away my feet, and they raise up against me the ways of their destruction. Doth not he see my ways, and count all my steps? For the work of a man shall he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. For his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings, because they turn back from him, and would not consider any of his ways. He is the chief of the ways of God. He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, to the chief musician, even to Jeduthun. A Psalm of David. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes! I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. I thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. A Song of Degrees. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. So are the ways of every one that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, whose ways are crooked, and they froward in their paths. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Her ways are ways of pleasant, and all her paths are peace. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways, and be wise. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways, to call passengers who go right on their ways. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Wisdom. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die. Lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets, and in the broad ways I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. But thou mayest say to the prisoners, Go forth. To them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I have seen his ways, and will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. O Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways, and hardened our heart from thy fear? Return for thy servant's sake the tribes of thine inheritance. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. In those is continuance, and we shall be saved. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation, as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense, as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. How canst thou say, I am not polluted, I have not gone after Balaam? See thy way in the valley. Know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary, traversing her ways. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Lift up thine eyes unto the high places, and see where thou hast not been lined with. In the ways hast thou sat for them as the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, We will not walk therein. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. For if ye truly amend your ways and your doings, if ye truly execute a judgment between a man and his neighbor, but this thing commanded I them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. And it shall come to pass, if they will diligently learn the ways of my people to swear by my name, the Lord liveth, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then shall they be built in the midst of my people. And I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they return not from their ways. For mine eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from mine eyes. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. Now therefore go to, speak to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I frame evil against you, and devise a device against you. Return ye now every one from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. Because my people hath forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. Therefore now amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God. And the Lord will repent him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you. Great in counsel, and mighty in work, For thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. The ways of Zion do mourn, because none come to the solemn feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. He hath turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Now is the end come upon thee, and I will send mine anger upon thee and will judge thee according to thy ways and will recompense upon thee all thine abominations. And mine eye shall not spare thee, neither will I have pity. But I will recompense thy ways upon thee, and thine abominations shall be in the midst of thee. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Now will I shortly pour out my fury upon thee, and accomplish mine anger upon thee. And I will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense thee for all thine abominations. And mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. I will recompense thee according to thy ways, and thine abominations that are in the midst of thee. And ye shall know that I am the Lord that smiteth. And they shall comfort you when ye see their ways and their doings. And ye shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, saith the Lord God. Yet hast thou not walked after their ways, nor done after their abominations, but, as if that were a very little thing, thou wast corrupted more than they in all thy ways. Then thou shalt remember thy ways, and be ashamed, when thou shalt receive thy sisters, thine elder and thy younger, and I will give them unto thee for daughters, but not by thy covenant. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? Yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? Yet, saith the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent, and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. And there shall ye remember your ways, and all your doings wherein ye have been defiled. And ye shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that ye have committed. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O ye house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Also, thou son of man, appoint thee two ways, that the sword of the king of Babylon may come. Both twain shall come forth out of one land. And choose thou a place, choose it at the head of the way to the city. For the king of Babylon stood at the parting of the way, at the head of the two ways, to use divination. He made his arrows bright, he consulted with images, he looked in the liver. I, the Lord, have spoken it. It shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare, neither will I repent. According to thy ways and according to thy doings shall they judge thee, saith the Lord God. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. Say unto them, As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Yet ye say, The way of the Lord is not equal, O ye house of Israel. I will judge you every one after his ways. Then shall you remember your own evil ways, and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God, be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. But hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. And there shall be like people like priest, and I will punish them for their ways, and reward them their doings. The watchman of Ephraim was with my God, but the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways, and hatred in the house of his God. The Lord hath also a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his doings will he recompense him. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them? For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. But the transgressors shall fall therein. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march every one on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. And many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. The chariots shall rage in the streets, they shall jostle one against another in the broad ways. They shall seem like torches, and they shall run like the lightnings. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered, the perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. Now therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Turn ye now from your evil ways, and from your evil doings. But they did not hear, nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, Like as the Lord of hosts thought to do unto us, according to our ways and according to our doings, so hath he dealt with us. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law, and went their ways into the city, and told everything, and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city, but they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees, and told them what things Jesus had done. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways? Destruction and misery are in their ways. O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son, and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, They do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth.